We are live, baby. Welcome to the show, man. It is best ball week for DraftKings. So we are tapping in, doing a $15 million live best ball draft because we want to get our names in the hat to come away as winners. And my guy to my right, to my left, wherever he is on the screen or above me at right now, Mr. Matt O'Connor. How you doing?
There we go. We have to get in our one technical difficulty. It's a requirement. I'm doing great. I've been slamming these best balls for the last month, so this should be fun to do one live with you. Hopefully, we land in places where we don't have any picks that one of us hates and the other one loves, so we don't have to agonize over that, because we're doing this together.
I don't want to be in the middle of the draft. I feel like that is the worst spot. And like our Jeff Rackless, if you go to ftnfantasy.com, he wrote a dope article about your draft positions, where you can get the edge and where you might be in the tough spot. And it's definitely in the middle of that draft. But man, I hope and pray we get on that turn. I like the 112. I'm not going to lie.
I do too. That's the pick that I took in the Scott Fishbowl. I chose it. So,
hey, okay. But listen, man, there has been some, how should I say, NFL court this morning. I mean, Jordan Addison, we get the update on him, man. And who knows how that lengthy, you know, suspension will be for him with his incident, the DUI case that he caught last year. But more importantly, your guy, Matt Okada, Rashid Rice, sentenced to 30 days in jail, 5 years of probation. But here's the thing about the 30 days in jail. Now, he can serve that within the time of the 5 years of probation. So it doesn't necessarily mean that he is in the slammer right now, today. He can serve it within that 5 years, but more importantly, this 6 to 8 game suspension that looms over his head may come down with the hammer, man. And what does this do for guys like us that have been drafted in these best ball leagues with him as a wide receiver 12? What do we do right now?
I mean, this is really tough. No one, I don't think, really saw this coming. The people that I trust most, the experts that seem to know the legal system and post-fantasy football, I guess you could call it advice with that context, did not expect this to happen this year. But it has happened. It obviously hurts for those of us who've drafted him at his current or previous ADP.
Yeah.
Now, his ADP should obviously plummet. How far it falls will depend on if and when and how long we get a suspension from the NFL. Because there are some people who are saying it could be 2 to 3 games. There are some people who are saying it's going to be 6 minimum and could be as much as 8. Those are very vastly different things. Because if he gets a 3-game suspension, that's honestly not a huge deal. Especially in a best ball, you're going to fill in whatever points he would have picked with some of the other wide receivers on your lineup. It's not going to be a big deal. And then he's going to be back. But if you lose 8 games, half a season, and you're still picking this guy in the early few rounds, that's not viable. So it's really tough to know where his ADP is going to fall. I would not take him anywhere near it right now until we get this suspension, because as far as I can tell, it's going to be like 4 to 6 games. Yeah. He falls from like early 3 to 5th, 6th, somewhere in that range, maybe 7th.
I think he falls outside that top 40 wide receivers. Like, this is where the Brandon Ayukes are going. This is where you start questioning some of these Packer wide receivers. Like, I think that's where he'll end up. And I don't know if I'm in or not, because again, we don't know how lengthy this suspension is supposed to be, but there is a side of this to look at, like, hey, if he gets the full max, you know, he might end up being a league winner, you know, at that value, because this gives him more time to recover. Like, we've seen those first early games of the season last year of like him looking like a top 5 lock at the wide receiver position. But it's just crazy, man, that we get this noise. I didn't think this will be resolved this year, but here we are, 30 days in jail and 5-year probation. Jeez. But in other news, now, we talked about this guy, Ladd McConkey, man. It's looking like the fantasy streets are reacting to the latest news that Mike Williams just retired. Just a couple days ago, we got the info that he's on the PUP list. And we're like, okay, this guy is blue. But now, this is the real surprise. At 30 years old, Mike Williams is hanging up the cleats and walking away. What does this mean for Ladd McConkey? Is the ceiling getting higher? Is the ADP rising? What are we doing?
I think the ceiling is getting higher. I don't know that the ADP can or will rise because I feel like McConkie has been being drafted close to his ceiling. And yeah. This is something that we've talked about, and I think you've kind of not liked Ladd as much at price because of that.
Yeah.
And it's fair. Like, it's tough to imagine him skipping any higher in ADP because we already expected him to be the clear number one in this offense. Now, I didn't expect Mike Williams to get a ton of targets, but between holdouts and injuries and retirements,
Trey got the leverage. Trey got the leverage. I'll tell you that.
It's Ladd McConkey's getting close to the 150 target conversation. Obviously, it depends on how much the Chargers throw, but I think they're going to throw enough to support a strong number one if that number one's getting peppered. So it's like, if he's especially in PPR, which DraftKings best ball is PPR, Laquan. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah,
Ladd McConkey.
Best ball week.
I do like him a lot. Speaking of which, I'm going to enter this draft. We don't know when it's going to start, but I'm going to enter it so we get kicked off and we can finish up anything else. So let's go, see where man. We're at.
Hoping for the 112 spot, man. 112 spot is all I'm hoping. And hey, make sure you guys are tapping in. Go to DraftKings right now, man, and join right now using the promo code FTN. You have a chance to get one by one, a $20 fee, where you get a chance to enter in a $15 million contest, man. That is big money, man. Like, I'm thinking if I win or we win here, we should just go ahead and donate it somewhere because, like, I want to build up my own little community out there, the best ball circuit, you know?
Yo, DraftKings was listening, Laquan. We got pick 12.
Let's go!
Yeah,
let's freaking go, DraftKings. Shout out to y'all, man. This is great, man.
Hey,
let's go. This is
all exactly right. Well, all right. Let's talk about it because the draft starts in a minute 30. This was great timing, actually. Everything's working out great. Thank you, DraftKings. Obviously, we're going to have like somewhere between CMC, Neighbors, Amon-Ra, Nico, Genty, Derrick Henry, Brian Thomas Jr., Devon Achane. Someone in that crew probably is what we're going to be looking at.
Okay. I mean, you said a couple names that I like.
Who do you like most?
Honestly, if we get Neighbors at that 112, I'll be honestly surprised, but that would be a smash. On that turn, I'm cool with going Devon Achane. Like, this is like a dark horse RB1 that a lot of folks aren't really out there in the fantasy streets really discussing. Devon Achane, I mean, he has that type of ceiling. He has that type of talent to go out there and put up RB1 numbers and have this season be the breakout season that everybody's been talking about and understanding. But I get some people's fears that he is strapped to Tua, but scared money don't make money, bro. I want Devon Achane on my team this year.
Yeah, especially in PPR, because he's going to be, he can threaten for number one upside in half PPR. But in full PPR, where he catches a bunch of passes, that makes him look even better. I will say I'm taking Brian Thomas Jr. completely off the list because I hate Brian Thomas Jr. I'm not going to let us pick him.
Because of Trevor Mid-Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen.
Basically, everyone else here, I would be happy with. Is there anyone else among this crew that you particularly like or don't like? There's also Drake London and Brock Bowers, by the way.
Oh, I was about to say, listen, Drake London, you smack Neighbors in London on the same team. Oh my God, we are top five locks. Let's go. If Drake London's there on that turn, bro, pull the trigger, please. Please, just for me.
Okay, Saquon was the 101. Number two is on the clock.
Saquon went 101?
Just for fun, while we talk, between Chase, Saquon, Jefferson, Bijan, that seems to be the options. Who's your 101?
My 101 right now is Ja'Marr Chase. That's consensus, no-brainer. But I'm not going to scream at you if you take Bijan off the board. What's on the table for him is the RB1 spot. So I definitely think Saquon? Really?
Yeah.
Are we kidding?
I mean, I feel like maybe like every third draft has Saquon at the 101. I just don't get it. I really do not like taking Saquon that early, given all the history that we have for players off of his volume regressing from that volume and that production.
Bro, like, Like even the greats, like Barry Sanders, after that 2K season, the production dropped. Like it dropped down to 14. I'm not saying Saquon is Barry Sanders, but he could be. Like the production can drop down. Like, but at the 101 spot, I don't feel comfortable. He played a lot of football. You know what I mean? Derrick Henry after his 2K season, what happened? OJ Simpson, no. What happened? All regression. Like amongst all the guys that really went out there and put up 2K yards on the ground, they like the average between the eight players is like 900 yards their following season. Like, I'm not willing to roll the dice at the 101 spot for no Saquon Barkley, bro. You guys are walling. Oh, we coming up, bro. Let's go. Let's go. Who's available?
Yeah, Neighbors
available?
Is gone. CMC is gone.
I don't care.
How do you feel about Amon-Ra?
Amon-Ra, man. Look, man, I if folks tap in this Saturday, we're going to have Jason Kabinda on. He's the former fullback and linebacker, you know, for the Dana Martinez and the LQ show for Saturday at 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific. We're going to be talking to him about, in that locker room, how much confidence does Jared Goff and everybody in there have for Johnny Morton, Johnny Morton calling the shots. You mean Johnny Moe? He's taken over as offensive coordinator for the Lions. So it's one of those things that I don't know if this offense is going to look the same, how much of an influence of Ben Johnson's in there. So we should get answers by Saturday about, you know, the confidence level of everybody else in that locker room. So I'm not quite sure about Amon-Ra.
I slapped H-Han with our first pick. We got our second pick. It's either, I think, Jenty or Derrick Henry, or we go receiver like Drake London. I think maybe it's just Jenty or Derrick Henry.
I think it's Henry. Go Henry. Because I feel like Henry has shown us he is still him outside. Like, Okada, you know my comp to Derrick Henry. It's Cristiano Ronaldo. The amount of conditioning and investment he puts in his body in the offseason, this is why Ronaldo is still able to go out there and play peak performance. This is why you have Derrick Henry at the age he is putting up 1,900 yards on the ground. It's proven. Jenty? Question mark. We know he's the guy. We know he has the greatest college highlight tape in history next to Tavon Austin. But just looking at the opportunities there, it looks good. It feels good. But it's still the Raiders. It's still that O-line that they had last year, even though they made additions. I'm not quite safe taking Jenty over Derrick Henry.
Okay. So we got a nice long wait here. But we should talk about how we feel about this double running back start. It is on DraftKings, you start three wide receivers every week, plus a flex, obviously, just two running backs, and it is PPR. So, and Derrick Henry doesn't catch a lot of passes, so I think we're going to be hammering pass catchers for the next several rounds.
Absolutely.
Do you agree with that?
I'm cool with that. We could still come away with a one. Your guy, DK Metcalf, even though I may not agree with it, but this is a co-pod situation here. So if you see DK, you want DK, go ahead and grab DK. But I do hope that we get some better options down there, though.
Okay, so I'm looking at the ADP range at which we're going to pick. By the way, this draft is flying. It's making it tough on us.
I love this, though.
Draft and talk. Yeah, this is good. Okay, I'm throwing this out there right now. You tell me how you feel about this. By ADP, there's a very good chance George Kittle will be on the board for our next turn. I am picking George Kittle in every single draft that I'm around his ADP.
That's your guy. Because you're not paying the premium price for Bowers and McBride. No, I'm with it. But then we definitely have to hunker down at least a wide receiver the next round, like 100%. He needs to have that upside.
Yeah, so, okay, let's talk about this then, because this is kind of the difficulty. The wide receivers going in that range, maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. falls to us, maybe Davante Adams falls to us. I would love that. Terry McLaurin's in that range. I don't like Terry McLaurin. How do you feel about Terry McLaurin this year?
Man, this holdout situation is really nasty, man. How much does he need to prove five consecutive seasons of 1,000 yards that he is really him? He's been catching balls from freaking the like guys off the street. Like Taylor Heineke is like the one that I think of. Like there was a feel good story, but it really wasn't going to elevate Terry McLaurin like how we've seen Jaden Daniels this last season. We're starting to get touchdowns from Terry. Pay the man. He is the reason why they are even operating offense as of last year. But I feel like if he holds out, we've seen how Brandon Ayuk kind of came out of camp, kind of sluggish, slow, wasn't really productive, you know, those first 7 weeks that he was in the game, no touchdowns. Not saying this could mirror for Terry McLaurin, but I don't like when the main guys are sitting out of camp and missing that type of time and getting in football shape, because he ain't going to be doing nothing but sitting around waiting for his phone to ring to get paid. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'd rather kind of stay away from Terry in this range.
Okay, I agree. So that's good. There's a chance JSN is going to be on the board. I seem to remember you not loving JSN. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I don't love it because of the confusion of that offense, man. Who else we got, man? Is Garrett Wilson there? Like, I feel like folks are a little down on Garrett Wilson. Will he be there?
I hate Garrett Wilson's guts. So
that was a trigger point. I did that on
purpose. He's gone. Fortunately for me, he is gone, so we don't have to worry about that. If someone doesn't pick Chase Brown in the next, oh my gosh, Chase Brown is still there. And so is Kyren Williams. What is going on? Someone take these running backs.
I don't know, man.
Chase Brown or Kyren Williams is going to be on the board. So is JSN. The best
strong flex. That's Chase a strong Brown flex. Kyren right Williams
are both still there.
How? All right. So how you feeling?
If we want to go wide receiver, it's literally JSN. We don't like Terry McLaurin or DJ Moore or DK Metcalf.
You know what? I'm cool with taking a running back here. It's a toss-up between Brown and Kyren. So smack that.
Okay, I'm going to take Kittle first because we're down for taking Kittle, right?
Yeah.
We agreed on that. So then we can pick our receiver between Brown and Williams. I prefer Kyren by a hair, but it's very close for me.
It's kind of close, yeah. I think we go way on those other wide receivers, actually. Go Kyren. Go Kyren. Let's do it. Okay. Hold the ball this year, man.
Ooh. All right, I'm doing it. Who needs wide receivers? Screw them.
The zero wide receiver strategy is underway. Let's go. This is going to be okay. The win. This is the ticket.
Okay. So listen, here's the thing that's cool about wide receivers and best ball, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It is easier to pick a bunch of guys who will not be consistently good and whose ADP is high whose ADP is low, sorry, so who are like more sleepery, but will between all of them will put together random spike weeks than it is with running backs. Because with running backs, you usually have the guys who get the touches and that's it. But at wide receiver, you have guys who don't need that many targets, but every once in a while can have blow up games. And if you stack a bunch of them together, over time, you can get a bunch of good weeks. So I don't hate this approach. It's a risky one. We're in a three wide receiver PPR league. We have zero running backs through four rounds.
Gosh, this is crazy.
But we have a lot of upside so far, Laquan. We got Kyren Williams, Devon Achane, and Derrick Henry, plus George Kittle at tight end.
We got three running backs that could possibly be in the top five. That's literally in conversation with these three guys. Yes. It's in the stars. 100%. It's in the path. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so let's look. We'll be up at pick 60. Let's look at ADP. Okay, well, I don't think Xavier Worthy will be there, but I'm going to put him in our queue because with the Rashee Rice news,
yeah,
I didn't like Xavier Worthy much in redraft, but in best ball, in a season that Rice may miss six games,
yeah,
Worthy feels like he'd be a pretty nice pick here.
Absolutely. I'm more on it now because, again, Hollywood Brown hasn't shown us a full healthy season in a very long time. And Andy Reid just said to Xavier Worthy, get those hamstrings ready. So they're ready to load up on Xavier Worthy to step up in year two. So, again, those spike weeks can be really, really strong spike weeks. This is a game that he could possibly have like 157 yards on like 5 to 6 catches. This is great volume that he's going to be seeing, you know, if Rashee Rice misses six games. Like, this is going to be huge for him to step up this year. Though
he is gone, so
of course, as we're bigging him up, what if folks are in the lobby and we're sitting here talking about our hand, like we're just wide open with our cue, and like if they're like, oh yeah, you're right, that is a good point, let me take him here on my next pick. Yep. Shout out to the folks that are tapped in right now. I see you guys in the chat lighting it up, man. Throw the strawberries in the chat if you're messing with your boy, but Okada is doing a great job manning this draft, keeping everybody informed with all these players that's going down, man. And look, man, I cannot stress enough, I'm so happy that we got this 112 spot because I'm loving our roster right now, Okada.
It's pretty nasty. Okay, we're about 9-8 picks away. Here are the wide receivers. I'm going to list them off for you. Tet McMillan, George Pickens, Zay Flowers, Jalen Waddle, Calvin Ridley, Deebo Samuel, Rome Odunze, Chris Godwin, Jerry Jeudy, Jacoby Myers.
If we can come away with Pickens and Odunze, I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm so happy. Because I feel like Odunze is going to have like one of those big seasons this year.
Okay, I do not hate Pickens or Odunze. Tell me how you feel about Waddle and Debo, because I actually like both. The Tyreek situation's a little questionable, and Debo with McLaurin holding out, I liked him already anyways, but if he's if not the top target in this offense, that could be pretty nasty.
I feel like Waddle has disappointed us a lot, you know, these last couple seasons, and, you know, especially I feel like he hasn't hit that point where I feel comfortable putting him in that conversations with the Devontae Smiths, the T. Higgins. Talent-wise, great. The situation-wise, he's strapped it to his health, and that's always going to be my issue there with Waddle. Oh. Debo, is this thick Debo? Is this motivated Debo? Like, what Debo are we getting? You know, and like with Cliff Kingsbury, I think there's some creativity there that they could put and implement in that offense for Debo to be fantasy relevant. But I just love Odunze's upside, man. I'm all in on this Ben Johnson's offense. And I don't care who hears it. I don't care. Just based on what Roma Odunze has on the table for him with Caleb Williams displaying the rookie season he had. Like, he did not turn the ball over, Okada. And he threw the ball 560-plus times and walked away with six interceptions. There's elite traits in his DNA where I think he elevates under Ben Johnson's eye, man.
Okay. We can get Odunze here. I think we take your Odunze, and then it's between Waddle and Debo for me for the other pick.
Okay. I'll let you make that choice. Make a choice, Spider-Man.
Other option would be like Chris Godwin or Jerry Jeudy. I hate those options.
No.
Do you have any preference between Waddle and Debo?
Debo. In fact, I'll take Debo over Waddle. Just based on if Terry holds out, there's going to have to be some type of motor in this offense with Jaden Daniels. So give me Debo.
Okay. I like it. All right. Roma Odunze and Debo Samuel can lock us up some weeks. I don't mind that. Okay. While we have this nice long turn, now that we're in this portion of the draft, here's something important. If for those of you who might be new to best ball, stacks. We had a stack episode recently on the pod. We have some good stack options here because we have Roma Odunze now, so Caleb Williams is an option. We have Devon Achane, so Tua might be an interesting late option. As long as he, you know, is healthy and on the field, he might have some games. We can't get Jaden Daniels, obviously. We can't get Lamar Jackson. Brock Purdy with George Kittle is a legitimate option.
Low-key stack right there.
And then we have Kyren Williams. We could get Matthew Stafford very late in the draft and smack a little bit of one of our favorite late round sleepers in Tutu Atwell.
You know I'm on board, brother. Let's go.
Okay. So we're punting on quarterback also, it sounds like.
Yeah, man, that's an agreement. I think a lot of folks need to understand there's better value out there if you just wait a little bit longer. Just be a little patient for quarterbacks. So we just had our episode of like stacks and talking about some of these quarterbacks that, you know, are a little expensive right now with Baker Mayfield at QB7. Good God, that's a little expensive, man, because, again, I feel like you're paying up for that where you could wait on a Dak Prescott. So if you have a stack with, if you have CeeDee Lamb early in the rounds and you could string that together with Dak Prescott that's going way outside the top 10 right now, boy, that sounds juicy, man. I definitely think that Dak or even a Matthew Stafford and Devontae Adams stack is beautiful. It's just that there is some patience that need to be implemented in these drafts. You could wait on a quarterback and get that same upside.
Okay. Let's talk the receiver options we're going to have. I don't think Juwan Jennings is going to be there, and he's got a whole kind of situation going on. I don't know what's going to happen with Jordan Addison.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you like Jordan Addison in best ball? Let's assume he gets a 2 or 3 game suspension or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it falls to our pick. Would you be interested in that?
No, because we're missing that in-game chemistry that he has to build with this said second year, a.k.a. rookie quarterback with J.J. McCarthy. And that could be locked up, even if it is 3 games, man. That could be a T.J. Hawk and Justin Jefferson show very quickly. And losing that in-game, you know, chemistry needs to be considered when taking Jordan Addison off the board now.
Okay. I don't hate that take at all. I think Jordan Addison will have some fluke games, but I don't know if they'll have enough to make him valuable. We'll see how far he falls. Receivers that might be in our range that I like, you tell me how you feel about them. Khalil Shakir, I've been rising on a lot lately. Ricky Pearsall, I think, is pretty interesting. The injury situation is questionable. Stephon Diggs, I have been rising on. I think there is a good chance he is not his full self, but close enough to it that with the target volume he might see in New England, he could be a very sneaky value. I know you hate Cooper Kupp's guts.
He's going to be there. Chill, man. Everybody keeps saying I hate him. I hate his decision.
You hate his guts.
He chose the division rival. You go to the ops. No, you don't do that.
Listen, okay? There might be a good reason why you hate his guts, but the point still stands. Josh Downs is going to be there. How do you feel about Josh Downs?
You already know I love me some Josh Downs, man. Okay. It is going to be a huge season for him if Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback, which we can assume. But I want to backtrack right to Stephon Diggs. You hit the nail on the head. Volume is king. He is still the wide receiver one when he enters that room over there in New England. Because, again, we all have high hopes for Kyle Williams, right? But we need to identify that even though this is a new regime, it's really a old regime. We still don't know how some of these wide receiver depth charts are going to be unfolded by the time we get to the end of August. I'm not in on the Kyle Williams train because we still have Demario Douglas. We still have Javon Baker, Jalen Polk. The list goes on of how many different wide receivers can fit that role outside of Stephon Diggs to be in that target share. Hunter Henry was a very heavily targeted, tight end quarterback combination between him and Drake May. So there is some situations here that I'm looking at Stephon Diggs is like, he is the king.
I think he didn't just go. Stephon Diggs just win.
Ah, we got to stop doing that. Oh, okay. My God.
How do you feel about Khalil Shakir? Because I really like him, but I don't know your opinion at all.
I think the floor
quick take. And ceiling, we got 17 seconds.
The floor and ceiling are very close. Like he's a safe pick. Like if we want to add him to this roster, I would say yes for a safe pick. But the ceiling's not that high.
Okay, given the fact I'm going to pick him here because we still need a third starting wide receiver, so we need a little bit of a floor. Here's what I'll say. We can take Josh Downs. However, let me throw this out. If we take Ricky Pearsall, we set ourselves up with George Kittle for the Purdy stack. And we can get another couple speakers late.
Oh, I don't like Pearsall. It's only 10 seconds to go. What are we doing?
You tell me.
Damn it. Go, Pearsall. Go. Oh, this is on you.
I clicked Downs right before it happened. Wait, no. Oh, I didn't click anything. It gave us Purdy.
Oh, you're lying.
Oh, boy. All right. Well.
No.
Well.
Okada, what are we doing?
Okay, here's the thing. Listen, hear me out. We might not have gotten Purdy at our next pick, so this might work out.
All right.
What we're going to have to do now is pick some more 49ers to finish our stack. Pearsall's not going to fall to us. There's no way.
No way, Okada.
Way.
You know what?
And the worst part of it was that you said Pearsall at the end. We could have had Pearsall and probably still gotten Purdy on the way back. But I thought you were going to shoot me down, and I tried to click Downs, and I didn't even click that in time. Listen, these are the perils of drafting live, okay? It's not easy to be an analyst. It's
not,
hard.
Man. This is a dual threat thing that we're doing right now, but this seems like a good time that we take a quick commercial break, man. And hopefully you guys come around with us, man. Shout out DraftKings, man. But I am really upset. Oh my God. This podcast is brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now to draft your $20 best ball lineup to play for a share of $15 million and get a second ticket to play free for a share of $15 million. That's two chances to win big without ever setting your lineup again. Draft one, get one. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for a gambling problem. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per customer. Enter the Best Ball $15 million headliner contest by September 4th, 2025 to get one bonus entry. $20 entry fee required. Reward expires in 30 days. See terms at DraftKings.com/NFL-Best-Ball, sponsored by DraftKings. And we are back.
Okada. We're almost back on the clock.
I just recovered from that Josh Downs miss, but it's okay. It's all right. We will bounce back and we will dominate the rest of the draft. But that's insane. Correct. DraftKings, can we get a mulligan on that? Like, can we just like pause the draft and kind of insert manually? Like, come on, DraftKings. I know you out there watching, man, supporting, man. Come on.
Okay, Laquan, I got something for you. Hear me out. Right. I hate Brandon Ayuk's guts. However, he is a talented player.
Yes.
He will probably have some big weeks. And we've got the 49er stack. If he is on the clock, and Caleb Williams just got stolen, which was probably going to be one of our picks here at the turn.
God darn it, man. What are the other options, man? Other options at wide receiver?
Jaden Higgins, Keon Coleman, Rashad Bateman, Rashid Shaheed, Trey Harris, Christian Kirk. It's Kyle Williams eventually. It's messy in these streets. I think we got to take Brandon Ayuk, man. I think we got to trust in the 49ers stack.
Yeah, unfortunately. We could go He'll Higgins, have some weeks. But it's a rookie.
We can take Higgins, too.
Yeah, let's double tap. Let's go Ayuk and let's go Higgins. I'll feel good about that. Because I think Higgins it makes a huge impact day one.
Okay, I can be heavily sold on that. Just to make sure there's nothing else we like. With Williams gone, do you like Trey Harris more? We might be able to give him the next pick anyways.
We could probably wait. I think his ADP is going to fall.
Okay. Let's go. And just in case there's another position. Another position. Unless we want to get Cam's Cataboo.
No, I'm off the
Cam's right.
train.
We're going Jaden Higgins.
Let's go.
We've filled out our wide receiver core. We have five wide receivers now.
Yeah.
So our starting roster, let's hit through this because we got a long break. We got Brock Purdy as our quarterback, our number one quarterback right now. Quickly, before I read the rest of this, let me see where we're on the clock. Okay, we're on the clock at 132, 133. Tua is 139 in ADP. Stafford is 141 in ADP. I don't hate the idea of double-tapping those guys there for our stack, but we'll get back to that. So we got Purdy. We got Achan, Derrick Henry in our starting running back slots, but we also have Kyren Williams in our flex. And then at wide receiver, we've got Roma Dunze, Debo Samuel, Khalil Shakir, Brandon Ayuk, Jaden Higgins. Not bad. And then we've got George Kittle at tight end, which is great.
All right. We're sitting pretty.
I kind of like the way this is going.
Maybe things happen for a reason. Maybe we weren't meant to take that Josh Downs pick because maybe Anthony Richardson somehow becomes the starter for X amount of weeks and Josh Downs and those pass catchers suffer. So maybe everything happens for a reason. You know what? DraftKings, we don't need the mulligan. We're good. We're going to rock with this one. This is a $15 million ticket right here. Let's go.
Okay. So let's look at some other names that are going to be there when we get up. Most likely. Okay, there is the possibility that we could go C.J. Stroud to stack with Jaden Higgins as our second quarterback if we want to do that instead of Tua or Stafford, if he's there. Something to keep in mind. Yeah. Trey Harris might be there. I like him. Ramondre Stevenson is gross. Okay,
he is gross.
If C.J. Stroud and Christian Kirk are both there, that could be a fun little triple stack. A little value.
Higgins, Kirk, and Stroud. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That could be fun. Rashad White is an interesting pick that might be on the clock. I'm interested to hear what you think about that in PPR.
I don't know. Rashad White last year in PPR, man, he was very useful. I mean, 12 fantasy points per game. He was a guy that was able to still show up some weeks where Bucky Irvin was going completely bananas. So I do think that there is some value there with him being like your third or fourth, you know, running back there, being that he's going to be involved in the passing game.
50 catches, 64 catches, 51 catches. Those are Rashad White's three career seasons yeah. in the NFL. That's pretty nice in PPR.
He is a pass catcher, ladies and gentlemen, and I want him on my roster.
Okay, so we'll have that in our queue. Other than that, it's pretty ugly. I'm not going to lie to you, Laquan.
This is where it gets wicked. Like, we know this is where it gets ugly. We got to make the best of the best. I mean, not all of them are going to be tens when the lights come on, man. So you got to find out where you get.
CJ Stroud just went, so that kills that hope.
But we still have Stafford. Still have two. Is T Mid there? Like, is he there?
He's available. Right now. He should still be when our pick comes up, theoretically. Okay. So Trey Harris is still okay. Trey Harris just went.
You gotta stop saying their name more than once. People are watching and tapping in. They are in the same lobby as us.
Tucker Kraft just went. Okay, so Rashad White might be there. Christian Kirk might be there. I think that's a sneaky pick in PPR, even though we don't have the Stroud stack.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise,
that's gonna be sneaky.
Otherwise, there's the Tua and Stafford potential double tap to give us our stacks. There is also Ray Davis, by the way. We'd be picking him a little ahead of ADP, but I think he's one of the sneakier picks. Okay, Kirk is there. We're on the clock. Yeah. White is there. Mid Lawrence is there, and then there's Tua and Stafford. What are you feeling?
I'm feeling Rashad White for sure. I do want to get that on the roster. I kind of like Kirk as a sneaky, but we got five wide receivers so far, right?
Yeah, but they're not that snazzy. So it's
Kirk's
not
ceiling,
a terrible idea.
Kirk's
to
ceiling
pick
could
one.
Be. Kirk's ceiling could be wide receiver two production. So let's go Kirk. I do want to get to the strong strength that we could start three wide receivers. He has wide receiver two production under his belt in the NFL.
Okay, so before I do that, that's our option. We have 10 seconds. Do we want to take one of Tua or Stafford to get another quarterback? Because if we don't, we might not get either of them.
Otherwise, those two, Kirk. I think we could wait. I think we could wait.
Okay, then I will slap Kirk. Okay, so
tapped in. Obviously.
Now we've got six receivers and four running backs. We are in much better shape at both of those spots. In fact,
we have pivot options.
Let's briefly touch on this, Laquan. In terms of rostership and roster construction, four running backs, when our running backs are Achan Henry, Kyren Williams, and Rashad White, is that enough running backs?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
As a note, Achan by week 12, Henry by week 7, Kyren by week 8, Rashad by week 9. We ballin'. No crossovers. Okay.
Close the store. We're done.
We're professionals. Okay. Yeah. I'm fine not tapping another running back because we only have two required running back slots. We have three elites and a PPR guy who will fill in anytime that one of those guys is on bye or has a bad week.
Really good spike weeks on the table for them. So let's do it.
So that means we can go quarterback because all we have so far is Brock Purdy. We could get another tight end at some point, but George Kittle, you know, is obviously very good. It might not be a bad idea to find a decent floor tight end to pair with George Kittle because he sometimes will have disappearing weeks.
I think
I think we can slap our all receivers.
Henry could have a Hunter decent Henry? Floor. Yeah, Hunter Henry could be waited on. He could definitely be waited on. I'm trying to think somebody else. Somebody.
Okay,
that
here's some names I like. Jake Ferguson. I'm up a little on Jake Ferguson. Also, Zach Ertz with the McLaurin situation right now.
Yeah, I think Ben Sennett, or is this Ben Sennett? He's getting a lot little buzz. Yeah, he's getting a little camp buzz. I mean, this might be the year that Zach Ertz passes the torch like he did with Goddard and Trey McBride. I don't know. That's why I'm a little hands off of Zach Ertz as of recent with all this Ben Sennett talk coming on.
I would like Ertz a lot more if we had Jaden Daniels, because then we'd have Jaden, Debo, and Ertz. That makes it a little less Okay, all the quarterbacks, all our quarterback targets are gone. We got to look at quarterbacks, Laquan.
You're lying.
We got Geno. Here's the quarterbacks. We got Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, Aaron Rodgers, and then a bunch of guys that probably aren't starting the whole season. Oh boy.
So you telling me we got to rock with those options, man? Man.
And nope, we don't even have those options. Sam Darnold is gone. So we got Geno Smith, Aaron Rodgers, and a bunch of guys that probably aren't going to start the whole year. This could get messy.
We got to go, Geno. We got to go, Geno.
I'm putting Geno in the queue.
I can't do
Ray Voldemort. Davis just went.
He was top 12. He was top 12, but I can't.
Jake Ferguson just went.
Our queue is getting dismantled.
Kyle,
why do you guys keep doing this? I blame the chat. Chat, I blame you. This is your fault.
Yeah, it's a little okay. I'm gonna throw out there. Kyle Williams is on the board.
Yeah,
I know you said Diggs is the man, and Kyle Williams is questionable, but I like him as an upside play. And it would be nice to get an upside sleeper in our wide receiver core that is largely like wide receiver 2-3s, I think.
Yeah.
Psych, he's gone. The pick.
I was just about to say, it looks like he just went.
Cool story. Cool story.
Who are we left with at wide receiver in that range, man? It's like now Quentin we're in Johnston, the water.
Barf. Cedric Tillman. Jalen McMillan. Xavier Leggett, Wandale Robinson in PPR. Kind of interesting. Romeo Doubs. It is messy, Laquan.
I'm telling you, you said one name that I feel comfortable with.
Who's that?
And Jalen McMillan is interesting, man. I find that, last season happened for a reason. Like, the back end of the season, he showed up with 7 touchdowns. So I think this could be the pick. Because he could have some really high spike weeks.
I'm going to slap our Geno Smith because we need one more starting quarterback. I'm going to look at his bye. Okay, it's not the same as bye as Brock Purdy. Thank heaven.
You should have checked that first.
Well, it was too late. McMillan. I'm all right with it. I don't love
over
him.
Kyle.
I think. Well, Kyle's gone. I would have smashed Kyle over McMillan, but Kyle's gone. I'm okay with McMillan here. I think he has a lot of target competition, so it's the weeks he has that are going to be great.
One is injured, one is a new shiny toy, and one is old. So there is a path you can paint for Jalen McMillan.
That is true.
Showing out.
I'm not a huge fan of Mike Evans this year, so
this is the Michael Jackson This Is It tour.
Okay, we now have 4 running backs, 7 wide receivers, 2 QBs, and 1 tight end.
I'm curious to look at the tight ends, to be honest.
Yeah, our QBs are only Brock Purdy and Geno. There is a certain man upon the Indianapolis Colts, Laquan, who might be available at our next pick. I'm just going
to
say.
Yes, it's working out to be exactly how I wanted it to be. It's Daniel Jones,
now,
ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
I feel a lot better about that if we had picked Josh Downs earlier when we tried to, and we could have had the
that
stack.
Is true. Yeah.
Oh, another one that I really actually like is going Jackson Dart super late.
Yeah, because we have 2
because I think over the second half, I think he will be starting for the second half of the season.
Yeah, that's almost a lock.
So we might, if we don't get Daniel Jones, that might be an option. At tight end, let's look at tight end because good gracious. I mean, we've got Kittle.
Yeah. We just need somebody that has a safe floor. That's it. Like, you don't have to go too crazy.
Okay. Kate Otten.
Yeah. Nah.
Okay. Mike Gesicki is technically the. Nope. Mike Gesicki's gone.
Gone. As soon as you say his name. Jesus.
Chig Okonkwo.
That is ruthless. Chigs. I love Chigs. You know how I feel about Chigs. I just posted about him just the other day. I love Chigs.
I'll put him on the board. Tell me what you think about this as a kind of interesting floor guy.
Mason Taylor. I mean, there's a path that you could paint that he is the second option in his offense outside
there
of
is.
Wilson.
There is.
I kind of like it. Safe floor to me. Bynum was on the table for him.
Okay. If we could have gotten C.J. Stroud at that one pick we were eyeing him, I'd love to get Dalton Schultz, and then we'd have a nice little Houston triple stack, but we do not have him. Man, I am so upset that Matthew Stafford went. When did Stafford go?
Stafford went as soon as we started going on a rant of like quarterbacks that we want and could wait on. That's exactly where he went.
That's too great. Early. Love that. Thanks a lot, guys. Chat.
Oh, the chat is ruthless, man. That is insane. What's wrong with you guys? Let's see
So our pick is kind of coming up. We are 180 and 181. If we want to get Daniel Jones, we're probably picking him at this pick. Otherwise, it's waiting on probably getting Jackson Dart.
Secure the pick,
maybe, man. Russell Wilson.
Secure the pick, man. Secure the pick.
So Daniel Jones is probably our target here if he's there. Otherwise, if Wandale Robinson's there.
Oh, yes, yes. You okay, could.
He's probably going to go because I just said him. But if Wandale... he just went. Listeners who aren't watching on the
YouTube, you guys are ruthless.
He was the next pick.
That was crazy. What is wrong with you guys?
All right, I'm going to throw one thing out there, Laquan. I'm going to throw one thing out there.
Yeah.
If we're not convinced on one of the tight ends, Roschon Johnson is probably going to be available here. If DeAndre Swift gets hurt, I think Roschon Johnson could be the best pick in the in the draft.
Yeah. Roschon Johnson
Be our fifth running back. Aaron Rodgers is still on the board, by the way. Do we like him more than Daniel Jones?
He feels safer. He feels safer because we know he's the starter. I feel like you know, he was top 5.
I think we should go Rodgers over Jones.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Voldemort.
We have a quarterback. He's going to play the whole year. Daniel Jones, we have no idea. Okay, so our next pick, I think we're set at quarterback. We got Chig, Mason Taylor, or Roschon Johnson.
There's upside with Chig's. He could literally be a top 10 tight end this year with, you know, Cam Ward. Taylor just has that security as the number 2 in that back. Go Mason.
Okay. I like it. I like it as a more floory tight end to combine with Kittle. Oh my gosh, we should have checked the buys. Okay, we're good. Kittle, week 14.
You killing me with these buys, bro.
Listen, there's a lot going on here, Laquan.
My God.
Okay, we have our second tight end. We have our third quarterback. Positionally, we are feeling much better now. We're in an okay state.
I'm okay
we have
this.
4 picks left, so 2 more turns. Our next turn is 204-205. Jackson Dart might still be there if we want to go with a fourth quarterback.
And we kind of need the... Well...
I will say, so I'm usually not a fan of going 4 quarterbacks, but our quarterbacks, Laquan, are Purdy, Geno, Aaron Rodgers.
Purdy mid is what you're telling me right now. I do
Purdy
think Jackson
and less Dart. Than mid.
Oh, God damn it, man. You're going to make
putting Daniel Jones back in the queue just in case there's some kind of miracle.
No, he's going to get grabbed. Somebody's going to grab him.
Yeah, that is probably the case. If we want to go another tight end, what do you think about Juwan Johnson?
Oh, you know, I spoke about Juwan Johnson earlier episodes here at the FDN fantasy show. I do like Juwan Johnson. There's some upside there. Also a top 12 tight end, maybe that's on the table for him. We just need him to average 10 fantasy points per game, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we need.
All right. I'm going to say something crazy to you, Laquan.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say something crazy. We have 4 running backs that are elite and 7 wide receivers that are pretty good. Our quarterback and tight end rooms are a little messy.
Yes.
It would be nice if we could get 1 more of each very late in the draft. Our picks are 204-205. Yeah. In ADP, there is a quarterback tight end stack that's going at 203-206. Tyler Shuck, Juwan Johnson.
Let's do it. Pull the trigger. Pull the Okada with the eye, the sniper stack eye. This is a stack man. That's what we're going to call you for now on, stack man, because you're building a stack man.
Listen, I think this is a fun little value stack, because I think that chances are very good Tyler Shuck is the starting quarterback for the Saints, and I think chances are very good that targets are going to be available for Juwan Johnson, because right now it's Chris Olave, who we know what the health situation is there, and Alvin Kamara.
Bro, imagine if we got AK with this stack. This is my new favorite low-key stack that I don't want to speak too loudly about, because, man, we're definitely getting back in one of these contests. When you draft one, you get one at DraftKings, people. So our next one, I'm definitely going to be looking into a New Orleans NOLA stack, man, because, boy, Tyler Shuck and Juwan Johnson could be the connection of the year that nobody's talking about.
Okay, if our Saint stack is broken, I have no clue what we should do. It is.
Just hit the random. Is there a random wrap-up button?
There's only two picks left. Please don't do it, guys. Please don't do it. There's Andre. No!
They did it!
And now we're on the clock. Oh, my gosh. It's the end of the line.
They broke the stack, you bastards.
Okay, I still like Juwan Johnson, and Jaxson Dart is still an option here. So we could. Oh, Rashard Smith.
Oh, whoa, I like that as well.
I'm gonna honestly slap Rashard Smith first.
Yes,
because if Rasheed Rice is out, I think he benefits more than anybody else on the team. But now it's between Juwan Johnson and Jaxson Dart. So it's either a fourth quarterback or a third tight end. Which one do you like more?
I like a third quarterback, because I feel like there's going to be stronger upside with Dart when he comes in with Malik Nabers. I don't like the
fourth quarterback, but yes.
Fourth quarterback, my bad.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Come on, Jaxson Dart. Strong finish.
Okay, so circling back, I had to slap that pick quick so that we could talk about the other one, but Rashard Smith. I know you like Rashard Smith.
Yes.
Okay, so that's why I didn't have to talk it over much before we made the pick. But I think it needs to be stated. If Rasheed Rice misses a big chunk of the year, I think Rashard Smith could be a very sneaky PPR sleeper stud.
Yeah. He has the similarity traits of Jerick McKinnon when it comes to talent and role. He's explosive, and Matt Nagy has a knack for wanting to get his running backs the ball out of the backfield. And understand, Pacheco's there, but I think you take some of those targets away from Pacheco so you can stay him upright. Like, he needs to stay healthy, you know? And getting Rashard Smith involved in this passing offense only benefits Patrick Mahomes. So, yes, confirmed. We are a Rashard Smith podcast.
All right, I'm going to do a thing. I'm going to enter in our quarterbacks that have potential pass catchers, our late round quarterbacks, and see what we could maybe pick up here at our last turn.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Freiermuth as a third tight end. He'll probably catch a few touchdowns. After that, Roman Wilson for the Steelers, a bunch of running backs.
Is that Chiggs?
No, Chig is long gone.
Oh, I was about to say.
I think. Yeah, Chig is long gone. He was in our queue. Trey Tucker for the Raiders.
Jesus.
It's a disaster. Jesus. There's nothing else. Laquan.
It's the nasty waters, man. This is
who wants to
be a millionaire, sweet states.
Pat Freiermuth.
There's one player. There should be one player still available at the wide receiver position, though.
Who's that? Oh, you know that. Wait, who are we kidding?
There we go. Oh, you should never put him in the queue. The chat going to take him, bro. The chat is going to take 2-2 from us. They're going to do it.
All right. I just slapped my two favorite last round picks into the queue. 2-2 Atwell and Elijah Moore. I know you love 2-2. How do you feel about Elijah Moore?
Sneaky. Everybody's talking about Josh Palmer and Keon Coleman. Nobody's talking about Elijah Moore. And Elijah Moore showing us that he has life in his talent in being able to be a gadget wide receiver, they like to call him. But he's very versatile. And I think, you know, he's the guy that I would want rather over Josh Palmer and Keon Coleman.
PPR as well. He could end up being like a possession slot guy alongside Shakir.
There you go.
Okay. Other options. If one of those guys gets stolen, there aren't any.
welcome to the show.
do you have any other deep sleepers that you like?
Oh,
Taj,
man.
Brooks?
Taj Brooks. Nah. Where did Pat Bryan go? I know he's not there, but I'm curious.
He went a long time ago, unfortunately.
Long time ago.
Luke McCaffrey. Jeez. Oh, Noah Brown is an interesting one. That true. I think has come up recently because
the Noah,
of McLaurin's situation.
Noah Ark Hail Mary. Yeah.
Other options.
A.D. Mitchell there. Alec Iomanner. Are these guys alive and well there?
No.
Keenan Allen?
Nope.
Darius Slayton?
I mean, Keenan Allen, if he goes somewhere, maybe. Okay, we have Tutu Alshon. You've got to be kidding me.
No, they took Tutu from us?
Tutu just went two picks before us. What? We are being sniped. There is no question we are being sniped. Okay.
Chat is... Oh.
To me, it's Noah Brown, Elijah Moore. Do you have any other guys you'd rather have, and we could go one of each? You're one of your guys.
Elijah Moore. Where are we at on the tight ends? You could slap Elijah Moore.
Have,
I think that's a smash.
We still only have two.
Is Terrence Ferguson?
We go Terrence
there?
Ferguson.
Do it. That is the pick. Slap.
I like
that.
It.
It's Elijah Moore or Noah Brown. I think Elijah Moore has more upside. Because McCaffrey, you were just talking about Luke. I feel like there's a role for him in Cliff Kingsbury's offense.
Yeah. I agree. I think there's more of an upside for Elijah Moore because I think Noah Brown could be like a fill-in guy, but Elijah Moore could have a breakout year, as unlikely as it might be. So we'll go Elijah Moore here.
Let's do it.
Oh my goodness. That is our team, Laquan.
That was a hell of a draft, man. Hell of a draft. Wow. I'm shook that we got snipe for like at least 4 to 5 players, to be honest.
Yeah, that was rough. We got sniped a lot. All right, we'll run through it quick. Brock Purdy, Devon Achane, Derrick Henry, and Kyren Williams. We're gonna throw that in there now. Roma Dunze, Debo Samuel, Khalil Shakir, Brandon Ayuk, Jaden Higgins, Christian Kirk. That's kind of our wide receiver core. Also Jalen McMillan.
It's kind of rough.
And we've got George Kittle at tight end. Let's not overlook that, because when you look at these positions that look a little shallow, and then you remember we have an elite tight end, and it's important. It makes you feel better. Yeah. And then our sleepers, we got Rashad White, we got Geno Smith, Aaron Rodgers, Mason Taylor, Breshard Smith. Okay, we got a little Smith action. Jackson Dart, Terrence Ferguson, Elijah Moore.
I'm not mad.
Four quarterbacks, five running backs, eight wide receivers, three tight ends in the end.
Just know our quarterback should be way better. We got sniped. We got sniped.
That is true. And we may or may not have missed a pick very slightly at one point. That being said, we've got the Purdy, Kittle, Ayuk stack.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it. I'm actually happy with this ticket, man.
Yeah.
I'm happy to go with it.
I think there is a very good chance that Brock Purdy will throw a touchdown to one of those guys almost every week of the year.
Facts. Like, I'm almost here for that, man. So I ain't too mad at it.
Okay.
Wow. What a draft. That is it, man. I appreciate the chat and the folks stepping in with us, man, with this best ball draft, because it is best ball week on DraftKings. But Okada, any final thoughts?
Tons of fun to do these best balls. I have no less than, I think, 8 going on right now. And I will be adding more over the course of the final month. I will say this, like, people talk about when is the best time to best ball draft. Well, if you drafted Rashee Rice early on this offseason, it's not early on in the offseason. But if you drafted Xavier Worthy early on in the offseason at his ADP, then it is early on in the offseason. So people get all up in arms like, oh, you should draft early or you should draft late. That's where the value is.
Yeah.
I don't think it honestly really matters. It's just sometimes you draft the values that end up breaking news later in the offseason. And it depends on which side of the breaking news you got. And that's just it.
Exactly.
So, listen, throw in some best balls, guys. Get on the DraftKings. There's a bunch of promos going on. It's best ball week. There's tons of great stuff. Hop on there. Share your best balls with us. I love seeing them. and commenting what I like, what I don't like, make some stacks, and listen to, was it last episode that we did stacks?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Listen to last episode. You'll get our four favorite stacks. I did a short form video that's on all the FTN fantasy accounts about my two favorite stacks. And I think we'll probably be dropping another stacks episode sometime in the not too distant future, Laquan. I'm just saying.
Hey, it might be stack season from the stack man Okada. That is now your name. That is your superhero name, man.
You are
the stack man. We need to get some type of graphics of you as the next thumbnail as stack man. But thank you guys for chilling with us in the chat, watching us make one of the best ball teams out there in the fantasy streets, man. And this is the FTN Fantasy Show. It's your boy LQ, Mr. Real Deal Fantasy HQ. You see the face, you know the case. Fire content only. And my boy Matt Okada. We'll see you guys next week.